This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Mark Dice is about to knock it out of the park again. That dirty American.
It's Alex Jones.
That's right, that dirty American Mark Dice has really been thumbing his nose on Twitter and YouTube and Facebook, defending my free speech, knowing anybody that does it at his level gets vaporized. He's acting like that 6'4" red-blooded American he is. He's standing up against tyrants with the spirit that actually founded this country. What if other people start doing what he's doing?
Over the weekend, President Trump retweeted Paul Joseph Watson twice and defended him after Facebook banned him for being a dangerous individual. He also retweeted Lauren Southern and a brief video by InfoWars' Millie Weaver showing her interviewing a bunch of black people who love President Trump. As you can imagine, social media's hall monitor, Brad Stelter, was not very happy about it.
A big move by Facebook. Banning several accounts, and now there's no blowback from the commander-in-chief. President Trump's furious reaction to Facebook's action showcases that he is, I'm sorry to say, the InfoWars president. He is promoting the same alternative universe as InfoWars and sharing videos from repugnant characters. Now, InfoWars, of course, is that website led by rageaholics Alex Jones.
And back to your point, though, about the InfoWars presidency, I want to know, and I tweeted this the other day, what is the difference at this point between Trump's Twitter feed and InfoWars.com? You know, InfoWars might have been banned from Twitter, but it seems to have found a new home over at Trump's Twitter feed. And while he's promoting and legitimizing this news organization, we should also talk about how he's trying to tear down credible sources for news, the Washington Post, the New York Times, CNN. He was questioning why these news organizations have the ability to be on Twitter.
Why are they not banned?
Right, saying that the InfoWars should be reinstated. It's nuts.
Well, CNN is the biggest purveyor of conspiracy theories and hatred in America, so if Facebook's gonna be fair, maybe you should be banned too. I did make a mistake in last week's video talking about this latest purge when I said that news reports from CNN and other outlets came out a few minutes before they were actually banned. It turns out that they came out an hour before they were banned. Once again, CNN's Oliver Darcy was personally working with the tech companies to facilitate the ban and had his article already written and ready to go for the moment that they were banned, but he made a mistake and published it an hour early. Here he is admitting that he's also trying to determine whether or not Alex Jones uses WhatsApp, the text messaging application, which is also owned by Facebook, so he can get him banned over there too.
Now Facebook is going to be banning Alex Jones and InfoWars from not only their main platform, Facebook, but also from Instagram. I checked in also to see if these people would be banned from WhatsApp, which is also owned by Facebook. Mm-hmm. And a spokesperson cannot say immediately because it's, I guess, unclear whether some of these people have WhatsApp accounts, according to the spokesperson.
All right, but we know you'll continue to check on it. Oliver Darcy, good to see you. Thank you.
Yes, thank you. I also checked with Costco to see if they would be banning Alex Jones' membership, because we wouldn't want someone like him to be able to eat, now would we? Of course, CNN's Anna Navarro, the fake Republican commentator, is thrilled with the new censorship.
I have no issue with it at all. I want them shut down. I want them silenced. I want them muted. I think they are horrible for our society. I want them shut down. I want them silenced. I want them muted. I think they are horrible for our society.
While Alex Jones, Paul Joseph Watson, Milo Yiannopoulos, Laura Loomer, and others aren't allowed to have a Facebook page anymore because they're considered to be dangerous individuals, Facebook doesn't have a problem allowing the Muslim Brotherhood to have an official page, which has been designated a terrorist organization in multiple countries. There are also people saying that they're having photos taken down off of their Instagram account for violating the community standards because those pictures include those individuals having met with some of the people who apparently you're not supposed to even show pictures of online anymore. Rapper Snoop Dogg's upset about the latest round of censorship because included in this latest purge was Louis Farrakhan to try to give the impression that it wasn't just conservatives being censored.
Facebook and Instagram? How gonna ban Minister Louis Farrakhan? For putting truth out there. I stand with him. I'm with him. Ban me, mother. Ban me. Because I'm going to keep posting this.
All right, we'll be right back. The full report's at MarkDice.com. I'm Alex Jones with InfoWars.com. Stay with us. Big Hour 2 starts right now. Please spread the links and local radio stations. I want to say Brain Force is great. I want to say Turbo Force is amazing. It is. But if you took it with fish oil, it's like the fish oil is it. The fish oil is better than it. And that's an example of what I'm talking about. Fish oil is liquid energy. Brain, body, heart. The cleanest, the best out there. You've got the children's. You've got the adults. You've got the krill oil. If you're going to get the full effect, the fish oil and the children's are really strong. They don't give you the burpees, but krill oil is the best. And it'll give you the damn burps. And I'm just sorry. You want something like this, you don't get stuff for free. The krill is hallucinogenic. It's so good. In my view. I'm not making a medical statement here, but let me tell you something. I eat 5 caplets of krill oil before I go to bed, I'm seeing Santa Claus that night. So your brain is made basically out of what fish oil is. So we don't make a big profit off of it, but you notice I just obsess because whatever the best is we've got, I just can't lie to you. I just can't do it. When I grow up, I want to relaunch America worldwide. I want to initiate Operation 1776. I want to take on the top globalists, and I want to win. Now take you live to the front lines of the fortress on fire! Both literally and spiritually.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones.
In 1943, the following directive was issued from party headquarters to all communists in the United States. It read, "When certain obstructionists become too irritating, label them after suitable buildups as fascist or Nazi or anti-Semitic, and use the prestige of anti-fascist and tolerance organizations to discredit them. In the public mind, constantly associate those who oppose us with those names which already have a bad smell. The association will, after enough repetition, become fact in the public mind."
Why are they doing this now?
Well, it's a good question as to why they waited this long, but
exactly.
Yeah. Alex Jones has been banned from Facebook for a long period of time, but now they banned him. They banned his like little underling, Paul Joseph Watson.
Now that they kicked them off the platform, that's great for now, but it doesn't roll back the clock.
Well, you have also excesses in the First Amendment and the Second Amendment right now. You know, I don't think that the forefathers said, well, you can say, you know, all sorts of hateful things and spread it around the world, literally spread it through the Internet.
I have no issue with it at all. I want them shut down. I want them silenced. I want them muted. I think they are horrible for our society.
I want them shut down. I want them silenced. I want them muted.
But don't worry. These people aren't terrifying or anything.
I got to tell you how good is this thing. Booze and ladies.
Ladies, keep me right. As long as we can make it to the show tonight.
We're an American band. They don't like that, do they? They're globalists. They don't like the return of America. All of you amazing people, no matter what color you are, where you came from. You're red-blooded. You love liberty. You're not some chicken neck globalist. You got a soul that loves freedom. We're brothers and sisters. And they know it. They can feel it. Brian Stelter and those view harpies and all those other twits will always be scum. They'll always be weak. They'll always be trying to suppress better men. But as they say, they'll never get the best of better men. Let's go ahead and go to this little piece. It's a comedy piece. You know, I had this idea. We were in a IT writing meeting yesterday. And I said, you know, the globalists just want to dominate people. They want to, like, giant Jabba the Hutt sit on top of us and rape us. And Kit Daniels, one of our great writers, one of our great managers here, he said, "You mean like sea lions raping penguins?" And I looked at him, and we all started laughing. There's like 8 people in the room, and I think Rob Dew or something goes, "Actually, I saw that on, like, Animal Planet. It's a new phenomenon. They, like, rape them to death." And, of course, it's not funny. It's upsetting, so you giggle about it. So this Arizona Animal Planet, we can air it here. They'll probably say it's evil, but it's going viral on Twitter, viral on YouTube right now. It's titled on Infowars.com. If you're a radio listener and want to see it, I'm going from memory. We can pull it up. It's on Infowars.com since last night. Video, Mark Zuckerberg rapes Americans' free speech. Hell, he rapes it worldwide. So it's Zuckerberg as a lion seal raping me, a penguin. They put my head on a penguin. King penguins is what they're called. But what's very sad about this is, it's so crazy because it's so funny, because not the raping. He put Brian Stelter and Oliver Darcy's heads on the albatrosses that are just waiting for the seal to get the seal to kill the penguin so they can eat its guts. That's what the birds do, eat the eyeballs and then pull the guts out. And that's how it is. I'm sitting here with Facebook on top of me raping me. So they didn't just kick me off. They said I'm a white supremacist while they did it. It's like, we're not just going to kick all your fans off and anybody supporting you off and say your name can only be said if it's attacked. That's beyond 1984, if you believe this is happening. But that you're a white supremacist everywhere and that you're dangerous. So this is the crazy thing. Yeah, it's on our own servers at Infowars.com, but it's going crazy on Twitter right now. So let's go ahead and roll this for radio listeners. You can go find it at Infowars.com. But yes, it's I'm doing kind of a David Attenborough accent here at the start. Here it is.
And this shocking footage is even more painful when you see the albatrosses of CNN and other MSM outlets cheering on the rape. In fact, it's been found that these systems actually direct the monstrous seal, Zuckerberg, against the free speech enemies and anyone that tries to not submit. But most sad of all is other penguins and the independent media simply looking up into the sky and ignoring the vicious rape of their own freedoms and birthright taking place right in front of them.
We are in a complete war, and you idiots don't join with the Republic, you fools!
I want them shut down, I want them silenced, I want them muted. I think they are horrible for our society.
Yes, now Facebook is going to be banning Alex Jones and InfoWars from not only their main platform, Facebook, but also from Instagram.
President Trump, we save the First Amendment. Please do the right thing and stand up against big tech.
Mark Zuckerberg is not simply censoring opinions. He's prescribing which political opinions you're allowed to have.
I want them shut down.
We're losing the thread of the concepts that are important to this country. I don't like Alex Jones, but Alex Jones gets to speak. Everybody gets to speak.
I'm a bad person. I worship things. I'm evil.
I don't...
How dangerous is InfoWars?
All right, folks, we're back live. I appreciate you joining us here on the transmission. I don't want to make myself the whole focus of this broadcast, but it's like when Rush Limbaugh said 12, 13 years ago, he said the NFL is pushing black guys into quarterback positions who aren't as good as part of political correctness. Now, that's his opinion. I'm not a big enough follower of the NFL. I don't have time to know if that's true. I really don't care. As long as they don't politicize the NFL, which they've done. But nobody can deny the NFL is like 80% black. So I remember just when I was watching, they were in the news always pushing that. I don't care whether all the quarterbacks are black or none of them. But they tried to take Limbaugh off the air. They took most of his sponsors. And I'm a capitalist. And I thought Rush Limbaugh with $12,000 a minute spots, when I knew good and well, even back then, my audience on radio was, you know, a third as big as his on the internet, bigger than his. We were selling like $1,200 spots. When his spots went down to like $3,000, $4,000 a piece, I said, now that's more like it. So I said, I'll run some ads for some of my films like Terror Storm, exposing the deep state on Limbaugh's show. And I did that, though, because I thought, hey, I'll get my money back, which I made some money. Not a lot, but it more than broke even. And I got to support Rush Limbaugh. See how that works? And even if I disagree with Rush Limbaugh on 90% of what he had to say, and I, of course, agree with him on about 95%, I would have advertised with him if it had been Bill Maher. And, you know, I've had some guests on that have said some things about Bill Maher that I don't think have been proven, I think are wrong. And then I got a few phone calls from people that I know that know Bill Maher, other famous comedians saying, look, we know Bill Maher. He's not into kids like the rest of Hollywood. He's into full-grown women. It's well-known. And so I should apologize to Bill Maher. I didn't call him a pedophile. I just said it's a little weird. His production company is called Kid Love, but there's a lot of reasons you could say that. The point is that at least Bill Maher did stand up and say Alex Jones deserves free speech. And you know, it's really that simple. Remember, everybody was supposed to get that in America. Everybody. And it's very, very dangerous when people do things like that. It's very, very dangerous. And so I am just very, very thankful for the audience, for all your support and all your prayers, and this great crew. And I don't do this to kiss Drudge's ass, because Drudge only links to if he wants to. I wouldn't be here, and I almost don't want to say this because it'll make him come after him more, but they already know this. We wouldn't have survived without Mad Drudge. 2+ years into just the total assault. And so thank you, Mad Drudge. Thank you. So everybody click on Mad Drudge's sponsor, support him. I know from people that know Drudge well, and I know him some, but he's gone through a lot too. Everybody goes through a lot that stands up for what's right. But that's a process of radicalizing us up to the level of the globalist to counter him. We're all just nice guys, but we're not laying down. So I salute the audience, and I salute DrudgeReport.com. A real man, not a coward, a real maverick.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The deep state began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018.
My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Alex Jones, your host. We're going to open the phones up in the next segment and cover a ton of news, obviously, that's breaking that I haven't gotten to yet. But just look at the latest information pouring in to Infowars.com and Newswars.com. You know, Germany has a parliamentary system. So they have a chancellor and they have a president. Just like you can have a president, you can have a premier. I mean, there's different systems. But normally in a parliamentary system, you have an upper and lower house. And in Germany, they have a president over one of the houses and a chancellor over the other. The chancellor has veto power, is a little bit more powerful. That's why Hitler was the chancellor. But he was first elected by a minority, which, again, parliamentary systems let happen. Internet regulation could take the wind out of the sails of populists. What do you think's going on? What do you think's happening? What do you think is unfolding? If you go back to 3 years ago, top globalist at Davos, top globalist in the Financial Times of London, the New York Times, in establishment articles said, if we don't stop Trump, there will be populism spreading all over the world. It started with Brexit. We've got it happening all over Europe. We've got to start censoring. They're going to win. And they did censor, but the tidal wave was so big, it made it over the seawall. And so now, that's all going on here. It's all unfolding here. And it's happening in Brazil. And it's happening in Germany, and it's happening in Spain, it's happening. And even in countries where we've gotten populist elected, they've still got globalist forces there, like Russia has globalists all over it. And Soros spending billions a year of State Department money to overthrow their elected government, just like they did Ukraine. And so when they talk about meddling, and they claim Russians, that Russian troll farms meddled in the election, it came out in the FBI's own reports, 80%. Of it. 80% of it, right at 80, was pro-Hillary. Well, of course, 80% of the money was spent by the Democrats. Isn't that funny? Again, everybody knows this, but you go to Russia and other countries because they'll let you buy a company, buy time in a company to influence something. And so Hillary's been using Russia, and using Russia for the fake dossier and all the rest of it. But I only raise this point to show how you have multinational globalists absolutely everywhere who know exactly what they're doing, who are calling for more censorship. So see, the censorship's already gotten massive. It's out of control. They arrest you in Germany if you criticize open borders, if you criticize radical Islam, if you criticize Muslims raping people, if you criticize communists and old people being thrown out of Section 8 housing to be given to Islamicists. But now they're openly saying we're censoring people to stop the movement. We're censoring the populist. They're not calling you right-wing. They're not calling you Nazis. Because now the left all over Europe goes, our pension funds are not going to be here to pay for Muslims who are 90% on welfare? That's 90%. It was 80-something. Now it's 90%. Just don't work. Why should they? They sit around in leisure suits all day for whatever reason. I don't know why Russians and Muslims all in Europe wear leisure suits, wear, you know, track outfits, jogging suits. But the culture of gangbang, black gangster rap is the operating system of the world now. All from Japan to Russia to Germany. It doesn't matter if they're white, doesn't matter if they're Arabic. You know, just all these kids on welfare just dress like gangsters and call women whores. And all of the chivalry, all the West is draining out of us like our legs are chopped off and the blood's like psst, 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 psst. And I'm not saying this to be negative. I'm saying this because it's the truth and it's what's going on. And he was quoted in major newspapers and a full speech that he gave, there's video of it, that it's time to shut down populists who are against globalism and the corrupt EU. See, now it's not that you're Nazis. They're dispensing with all that. They're saying you're not allowed to be against the EU expanding its power and having its own military, so you can't get out of the European Union. States that never voted to be in it, they tricked them in a trade deal, just like NAFTA, GATT, or the TPP. In a speech delivered to Republica Internet Conference in Berlin, German President Frank-Walter Steinmeier scolded big tech platforms for not doing enough. See, that's how all these fines work. I have an article right here. $5 billion fine that the Democrats want for Facebook illegally spying on Americans, and the Republicans think it should be $20 billion. But see how the Democrats work it. They get them to censor me and other conservatives, and now they've made hundreds of billions spying on people in America. Now they just got to pay a little fine of $5 billion. Kind of like banks that get caught money laundering $387 billion like Wells Fargo did, and they paid a $1 billion fine. It's like $998 million. Remember that 10 years ago? It was in Bloomberg everywhere. So like you rob a bank, you've got a whole truckload of stuff you just stole. The cops bust you. They go, just give us one bag of coins out of 100 bags of coins, and we'll let you go. So it's the same thing here. He scolds social media like Merkel, the chancellor, did 2 years ago to Zuckerberg, saying you're not stopping Germans criticizing open borders and Islamic invasion. And he said, don't worry, I'll do it soon, which he's done. Yeah, you guys found $1 billion for their mortgage abuse. It was Wells Fargo, $300-something billion in laundered money. They paid $1 billion. It was a $998 million fine. But continuing. The president said the new internet regulation could be the most effective way to take the wind out of the sails of demagogues and populists. Those evil populists that don't want people running them, that are getting rid of their country, bankrupting them, bringing in foreign invaders that don't work, and who want to take your free speech. How dare you want to be involved and have speech against people that want to muzzle you? Flaming authoritarians. I want them silenced. I want them muted. I want them shut up. Heil Hitler, he says. That's what Hitler did. That's what authoritarians do. Totally sick. Thumbing his nose at small groups, he called, who cause disproportionate amount of noise. He said the new liberties need new rules. The new liberties. Talk about 1984. Take your liberties away. Take your speech away and call it a new liberty. The freedom of being a slave. War is peace. Freedom is slavery. 2 plus 2 equals whatever we say it does. Unbelievable. Okay. Okay. I don't have time to tell you what's coming up next, but there's a bunch of it, and I'll give the number out. It's all coming up. This is the American Resistance. This is the InfoWar. This is your voice. So amplify it, or the enemy could win. Fight now, or lose forever. Well, I've got some really good news for all the viewers and all the listeners. This was going to be a big loss because we couldn't get the Deep Earth crystals anymore in a year and a half fight. But we have the original producer, the original crystal source, the best atomic iodide in the world. X2 is back. You got it? This deal just happened about a month ago. We rushed it into production. It's been bottled. The labels are being put on today. And then it's going to be on an 18-wheeler right here to Austin from the plant in the Rockies. And it's going to be shipped out to you. Be sure to sign up for auto ship. Then an additional 10% off. The 25% off celebration of the fact that we got it back and we're relaunching. Research the iodine conspiracy. Find out why it's so important. Find out why the globalists don't want you to have the good halogen, what you have the bad halogens at InfoWarsStore.com. That's the umbrella site. InfoWarsLife.com takes you right to the supplements. And this is the king daddy, ladies and gentlemen. It is X2 original. Now back at InfoWarsStore.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
He aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Lights foam on my face and hands. Lights foam on the ups and downs. I'm in the middle. And I don't know.
right there. And I want to give the number out, but it's hard to turn Alice Cooper off. So I'm going to play a little bit more Alice Cooper here in just a moment. You know, he's a patriot. He's a listener. I've never been able to get a hold of him. I didn't really ask for his phone number from the folks that told me he was a listener. It's two different major rock stars. But it's not about name dropping. Oh, Alice Cooper likes me. It's the fact that Alice Cooper, we know, is a Trump supporter and a patriot. And it's just one more person. All the cool people like Bruce Willis or like Rowdy E.H., you know, in Rawhide, who's actually you-know-who, right? Greatest actor in U.S. history because he's a real patriot, an Air Force veteran, Clint Eastwood. All those folks are listeners. You know who else is a listener? You know who? Kurt Russell. It's like every person I actually like from Hollywood is a patriot, and all the others I could never care less about. And then you find out that they're patriots. And then you find out that they're so humble, they don't see themselves as going out and saying something like it's arrogant if they get politically involved. Well, all the leftists get politically involved all day and tell us how to live and tell us what to do. So we need all those people to go public. And some that I won't name that I've talked to have said some things after they've been challenged. But if you run into those people in Maui, let's say you're at the grocery store, like a lot of folks have done. Imagine if I went to Maui once and ran into Clint Eastwood. That'd be cool. But that would be a private matter. And then challenge them to say something and to do something, because everything is in the balance right now. Now, I'm going to give the number out. And I have a few other things to hit on here, but I want everybody to understand something. Hillary Clinton sicked the entire media on this audience because she fears you. That's what she fears, is a focal point. I'm just a focal point. And we know, and I'm not going to bring these big political guns out until it's time, we know George Soros and Hillary Clinton and the Democratic Party are financing the lawsuits against us. I mean, we go to court hearings. Sometimes there's eight lawyers. And many of them formerly worked for Hillary Clinton. Now, in the end, we know on appeals, even if they rig stuff, we're going to win. But we're going to fight every step of the way as they try to overturn the First Amendment. But here's a BigLeaguePolitics.com story by the great investigative journalist Tom Papert that we're going to post to Infowars.com that I hope you share. But share it from BigLeaguePolitics.com. That's not as censored as Infowars. Facebook hired former Hillary press director to inform media of Alex Jones' ban. And you've heard Hillary is gearing up to run in this field of 20-plus. You say that's arrogant? That's insane. Well, she wants to keep getting money into her foundation. She still wants to project her power so that people are scared to go after her for her criminal actions. So she almost needs to run to stay out of prison, and now mainline pundits are actually saying that. I just know that I was authorized the first time a person in security, just like Secret Service, at the RNC said, Hillary has a black ambulance. She's having convulsions on average every 45 minutes. When they get her off the drugs so she can talk, she has to take, I guess it's Depakote and a bunch of other stuff that keeps you from having seizures. They got a mobile medical center, follows her around. Remember this 3 years ago? We had Millie Weaver shadowing her all over the country, and then she'd go in a tent for an hour, and they'd have emergency, and they'd cancel her speeches. And then a fella visiting caught her collapsing on 9/11, 2016, in New York. And the media cut the tape and said, we made it up, fake news, that she only stumbled. No, she fell down like a sack of potatoes, like a side of beef. But the reason I'm getting at this is the Secret Service told us, we can't tell you here at the RNC. You will be given a message in the next 3 weeks in Austin of the specifics. And they said, you've got to follow her everywhere. This is unprecedented in the annals of the Secret Service, but they knew how criminal she was. She's a foreign agent of the Chi-Coms. Well, about a month later, we get the message. And they said, you got to get her in Ohio. You got to get her in New York. You got to get her in D.C. And they said, why haven't you already gotten her? We already told you. She's already had convulsions repeatedly that could have been caught on tape. That's why they'll park in a remote area and then sneak her in. They don't just pull right in. I mean, that lady was so sick back then. She probably had her third brain surgery since then. We don't know. We know she had two before, like Biden. He's always falling down. The reason I get at that is they don't want us on air the next time to deal that political death blow. And that's why they've got a raging hard-on to take us down. And then here's the article. Facebook press contact had extensive work with the Clinton family and Obama White House. Yeah. I'm saying every bit of this, they're breathing down my neck, and I'm not bitching. But other people aren't willing to take these monsters on. I am. That's why I'm thanking our AM and FM affiliates and our TV affiliates. But they all get great ratings. And they get some threats, and they get some boycotts. So what? We're fighting for America. This is it. And so, yes, I'm fighting for my identity. They say I'm a liar. They say I'm fake news. They say anything I've ever admitted we made a mistake on, that I did it on purpose. They never admit when they're wrong because they do it on purpose. I don't. And that's why I'm saying we're fighting for our lives. And here it is. Huge. Facebook hired former Hillary press director to inform media of Alex Jones being taken off. And what do they want? My name not even mentioned. They're running it. When Big League Politics contacted Facebook to clarify why Alex Jones, Paul Joseph Watson, Laura Loomer, and Milo Yiannopoulos were banned by Facebook and Instagram, we discovered that Facebook employee, oh, this has got to go on Drudge. I never tell Drudge what he needs to do, but my God. The Facebook employee assigned to handle these communications is a former press director of Hillary for America, Sarah Pollack, at the policy communications management of Facebook, who responded to Big League Politics when we sought comment on Jones, Watson, Loomer, and Yiannopoulos, were banned. She explains that users are no longer allowed to share videos or links, including videos of Jones, and explained that the decision was made in part because Jones interviewed Gab McGinnis on his radio program, who they designated as a hate figure because they falsely quoted the FBI saying it was a terror group, which was made up. But by using that, they then put it in Interpol that he's a terrorist, and then put a designation on my bank account at G2 that I'm a terrorist. And then because Paul Watson works with us, he was designated as a terrorist. It says terrorism, child trafficking, human trafficking, kidnapping, murder, organized crime. All because a fake story out of Portland that the FBI, not a judge, not a jury, said that they're a terrorist group. A week later, the FBI said, we never said that. Doesn't matter. Now in Interpol, now in the banking system, now in G2 out of Austin that runs this all. And we send G2 letters, nice things. Listen, I'm not a convicted criminal. I'm not a terrorist. I haven't gotten parking tickets in a decade. We have your documents. Call us. Please take it. They don't respond because they believe Hillary's still going to win. They believe they'll defeat Trump. Think how sick that is. And it's all right here. And anybody, whether it's Joe Biggs, anybody, even interviews a Proud Boy who interviews someone who was never listed a terrorist, you get banned. If that isn't terrorizing us, I don't know what is. If that isn't fascism, what is it? Stand with us. Spread the links. Don't let them win. Because you're next. Infowars.com.
I got no friends, but they read the papers. They can't be seen.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract,
talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Song from Alice Cooper, because how many people you think of can actually live by this song? I got no friends because they read the papers. They can't be seen with me. I'm feeling real shot down. I'm feeling mean. Don't worry. All the little fake right-wingers can go on YouTube and Facebook and call me a Jewish agent and a traitor. And it gets boosted by Silicon Valley because it's not true. I'm just an American patriot attacking the actual globalist. So they attack me from every angle. There's a lot of mentally ill weak people out there. But our listeners aren't. They're hardcore. And they're awesome. And they're strong. And we're moving forward. And that's what's exciting. All right. I want to open the phones up on a specific topic for first-time callers. That means if you've ever called but didn't get through or whatever, first-time callers, what does Trump need to do? What does Congress need to do to battle leftist, organized racketeering, to bully, intimidate, blacklist, take the bank accounts away, fire, censor, and then defame us once we're taken off big tech platforms? What does Congress need to do? What does the president need to do? But more importantly, that's only one part of the equation. What are you going to do? You start marching peacefully against these big tech companies, small or large. You start going to these 20-something Democratic events and bringing up their criminal activity and how they openly want to confiscate guns. You start hijacking, legally and lawfully, live TV feeds at public events, which is something I go out and do myself. It devastated the Clintons in 2016. Let's devastate them again. Had a fellow on yesterday that didn't do a great job. These people are not used to anybody standing up to them. And now is the time. Or start a channel on YouTube or wherever and go out with a camera and just show the left and what crazies they are. Hell, go talk to them. They'll tell you, I love Satan. I love killing babies. You know, they did a Bon Iver takeoff during the campaign 3 years ago where I said, Hillary's in the sick stuff, man. And I talked about how the left wants to keep babies alive and sell their body parts. What more do you know from these people? I go out and face these scum. They have green-colored skins. They climb out from under rocks. And they say, we want to kill babies. I have them on video. And now you're like, my God, we had it on video now. That's all they do. You go to this week. We're only up to Tuesday, but Sunday and Monday, I never even got to it. Wait, I had two more videos today. So wait, that's six or seven videos since last Friday of Democrats, Democrat legislature members, you name it, coming up to conservative protest of nice people and saying, F you white people, F you, we're going to kill the babies. I guess I could dig it out of the stack and start playing. I mean, that's the thing. I read all this news and I kind of forget about it. They're operating. By the way, it's a white guy. It's a white state rep. But he's gay. So it's like, I don't care if you're gay, but don't wear it like it's a freaking Superman cape. So you can walk up to some high school girls who aren't even white, who are at a pro-life event and start screaming at them, you know, F you white people. And then there's some middle-aged woman or older lady, distinguished lady, and he's screaming at her, calling her a white scum. And it's, I'm telling you, it's like these weird white professor leader types who are the ones everywhere leading this. And I'm not like virtue signaling, oh, it's white people leading this. It is white people leading this. In fact, let me dig the article out. It's up on Infowars.com. It's up on Newswars.com. There's so many of them. I'll dig it out during the break and give you all the details of this guy. There's two videos of him, and then I've got the one of the women chanting, Hail Satan, we're going to kill babies from yesterday. And there was another event where there was a pro-life event at a state house, and people spontaneously started saying, Hail Satan, we're going to kill babies. That's not the one from the Texas house a few years ago. These are new. I'll never find it. People think I lay all these papers out as some type of like, oh, look, like Carl Rove said, he used to go to debates and have like a stack of cue cards to intimidate the person. I don't like computers since they were really slow. They still are. They change stories now. They take them down now, especially. You couldn't have 300 tabs open like I have. This is 300 articles that I at least looked at today. Some I read part of. Okay? Some I read all of. I probably read 10 of them, scanned through 50, just read the headlines of the others. But I looked at all this. Now, can you imagine having 300 and something tabs up? I bet this is 300 articles. Hell, I bet it's 500 articles. At the end of the show today, let's do a Snapchat, one of the few places we can still put stuff out to everybody. They'll all attack that now. It's fine, whatever. And let's have one of the producers come in here and count the papers. Kind of like, you know, looking at the gumball thing and trying to guess how many it is. I bet this is... My gut's always close to the right. I bet it's 314 pieces, 314 individual articles. Those pieces of paper is probably 800. So 314 pieces of paper. We'll see you later today after the show. We'll shoot a video, see if I'm right, how close I am. 314 pieces, 314 articles here. And in here, without me even looking, are articles of people saying, we want to kill babies, Hail Satan, we're going to kill your children, I love to kill babies, F you white people, I hate babies, we're going to get babies, F you kids, I'm going to dox you kids. He walks over to what looks like Hispanic young ladies who are anti-murdering babies, you know, just have their souls. And he starts screaming, "You're a bunch of white people. I'm going to get you. I'm going to dox you." And he starts saying, "Anyone online, tell me their names so we can harass them." Twitter is treating this state rep. Guys, I can't find the stack is why the problem. There it is. His name is. Facebook takes no action against state rep, neither to Twitter, who threatened to dox teenage pro-lifers on video. Scroll down. That's what Paul Joseph watched an article. But then there's another one from another site of him, as there's hours of this, of him, go back to the top, I'll read his name, of him attacking other people. It's the first paragraph. Yeah, thank you. I can do it. Just first paragraph. Thanks. That's Brian Sims. He brazenly tried to dox a group of teenage girls screaming they were white people when they weren't even, quote, white. This is the cuckoo level we've reached. But he hops around going, "I'm gay, I'm gay, I'm gay." So you get to act like a total monster? What an accomplishment. Anybody could shove hot dogs up their ass. I mean, this is unbelievable. But he is royalty. I'm sorry to say, I apologize, family audience. I'm out of control. I'm really angry. I'm really sick of it. But remember, these are the type of folks who are teaching your kids in school, so whatever. You know, the Democrats can cuss all over TV, all over radio. It's like, it's okay, but conservatives do it. It's the end of the world. So I'm going to go to break. I'm going to come back with him. I'm going to give the number out. The number is 877-789-2539. 877-789-2539. This is racketeering. This is bullying. This is assault on free speech. This is everything under the sun. How do we take action legally and lawfully against it? And what does the president need to do? Let's form a battle plan straight ahead. That said, we now have, drum roll, Ultra 12, which is really Secret 12 Plus. It's twice as strong, twice as much of the highest quality methylcobalamin. It's been sold out for almost 6 months, 5 months, 5.5 months. It is the highest grade you can get in the country. And it is twice as strong. And so when you make something even better because you sign a longer contract, get a better deal, and, you know, really twist people's arms to get better deals so the audience can see an even better deal, and so we get a better deal, you have to change the name when it's reformulated. So Ultra 12 is really Secret 12 Plus. It's 50% off out of the gates. Because I want you to see how great it is. Take it under the tongue. It's the only way other than injections to absorb more of the vitamin B12 because most people cannot absorb almost any of it through the stomach itself. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com. Let's show them Secret 12 because there's no reviews for this yet. This is Secret 12, just double strong. Show them the reviews for Secret 12. Thousands and thousands of five-star reviews. Again, you just go to InfoWarsLife.com. You go to the supplement area. You type into the search engine, Secret 12, 97% reviews on third-party site. Another third-party site, 4.9 stars, 3,277. They had BuzzFeed and all the other criminal organizations try to harass the different third-party sites that test our stuff and threaten them, saying, "We know Jones fakes all this. These aren't real people." No, they're real people. Many of you know it's you. Go read the incredible reviews. Secret 12 now. Ultra 12, double strong, the highest quality. That's right. Fearless and double tough. Ultra 12, advanced vitamin B12, the ultimate formula. At InfoWarsLife.com and fund the second American revolution. Stay with us.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate, fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.